Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me do nothing but
everybody. How are you? Just waiting for some folks to pop on here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I am the CEO and founder of Hope Victorious, Healing Oppressed People Eternal. I bless God for you all on today. Just waiting for you all to join in on the live. Let me see, did anybody dial in? I'm so super excited, you guys, for this year that's coming, this year that is right here before us, and I am just so blessing God. Amen and amen. So just waiting for some people to pop on here. Amen, and say good morning to everybody. Amen and amen. So how about just reflecting over this past 2021 and then going into 2022, and I am so pumped right now, y'all. I'm coming from today I'll be talking about just one moment. Oh my gosh, I'm like, did I forget my own topic? Stepping into your next. Amen. Stepping into your next. Good morning, Ms. V. How are you? Stepping into your next. So that's what our topic is going to be on today. Just stepping into those things that we shy away from. Stepping those things that we feel like, oh my gosh, Lord, should I step into that? You know, should I, shouldn't I? Just being careful. Good morning, Sandy. How are you? Good morning, Sandy. Yeah, so just stepping into those things that, you know, that the Lord call us to step in and be diligent about stepping into those things. Amen. And not being afraid to step into those things. So I am truly blessed and believing God on today. It was another name that I seen down here I wanted to say hello to on this morning. This thing is like so tricky. Hi, Reverend Adrian Avenger. I thought that was you. How are you? Sometimes this thing gets so tricky when I try to see names. It just don't be cooperating. But I bless God for you. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. So on this morning, we're talking about stepping into the next, stepping into your next. And sometimes it's easier said than done because sometimes we don't want to be stepping into our next. We'd be like, no, I'm too young, I'm too middle age, I'm too old. But it doesn't matter whether you're a teenager, whether you're middle age, whether you're a seasoned woman or man. It doesn't matter the age. You just do what God called you to do. Amen. I no longer look at age. Sometimes we feel like, oh my God, I'm too young to launch out. I'm too young to step in. Or I'm too middle age. Or I'm too old to launch out into the deep. No, you're not. If God called you to launch out in the deep, then you launch out in the deep. Amen. Because it ain't over till God says that it's over. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We bless you. We lift you up and we give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for today, God, and I thank you for every day. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. And we love you, God. But, Lord, most of all, we thank you for your son who is down the cross for our sins that we may have everlasting life. You send our word, thou shalt confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe that you have raised your son Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. So on this morning, I'm going to be coming from, okay, just one moment as I read this passage of scripture. I'm going to be coming from, and this is like one of my favorite. I know each week I get on here and say this is my favorite, right? But it is. coming from Haggai chapter 2, verse 4, and the word of the Lord reads, it says, "But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord, as be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, because the Lord, this is Haggai chapter 2, verse 4. I need my glasses on, right? It says, "But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and the work, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty." I love it. I'm going to read it one more time. This is Zerubbabel, and I love this story of the prophet Haggai speaking life into them, to them, to get to the work. So it says, Haggai chapter 2, verse 4, "But now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work, and work, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty." May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. I love it when he says, "Be strong, because I am with you." And it's something, because in this portion of scripture, in Haggai, the prophet was speaking to the children of Israel who came out of captivity and said to them, "Be strong," because he wanted them to rebuild the temple. So he called them to do a work to rebuild the temple. But in the midst of all of that, he was saying in Haggai chapter 1 that you home building your own houses. He says, and you building a house, but the temple lay dormant, and you just letting it lay without even building. So he encouraged them in Haggai chapter 1, where he stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel. He stirred up the spirit of God within them so they can get back to the work. And then in chapter 2, he's talking of the same thing to them, being encouraging them while they're doing the work, because sometimes when you're doing the work for the Lord in the midst of it, all kind of obstacles, all kind of monkey wrenches sometimes are thrown in, and God is just telling them over again to be strong. I am with you. I am with you. And he told them again in Haggai chapter 1, verse 13, the same thing. I am with you. He had to tell them that. And it's so awesome how God keeps telling us over and over that he is with us. And don't be upset or feel like, oh, my God, I don't have enough faith, or I feel like I'm failing a situation and I don't have the faith that God wants me to have, so he's upset with me. Mm-mm. Look how many times he told Zerubbabel and the men, be strong, I am with you. He has to sometimes reiterate those words to us and just let us know that he is with us. But what I like about it is that he told them to do the work. So after we go to church, after we go to Bible study, after we have prayer meeting, you got up and you got to do the work. Because sometimes you sit back and say, okay, we didn't do all of that. Okay, I'm going to speak it and claim it. You claiming stuff, but you're not putting the work in. You're not putting the extra steps in after that. So if you believe something, you have to have faith that it shall come to pass. You have to believe in that thing that it shall come to pass, because faith without works is dead. So you got to work out that thing, whether it's healing, whether it's a new job, whether it's a new mindset, whether it's prosperity and finances. You got to believe that thing, but you got to get up and you got to do the work. You got to work this thing out so those things can come to pass. My father always say, you sitting there, You take one step, God will take two for you. But you got to get up and do the work. We like to sit back and name it and claim it, God, all my life, or God going to do this and do that. But you got to put the work in. You got to believe that thing. You got to believe that you are healed. You got to believe in that those things that you pray and ask God shall come to pass, for a new mindset, a new house, a new car, or how about your self-esteem to be built up. You got to believe that your self-esteem is built up, but you got to put in the work for that. You suffer with low self-esteem, you got to speak life into your face. Say, look, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. God didn't make no junk. See, I am created in God. He don't make no junk. Hallelujah. You got to start speaking life to yourself. Hallelujah. So on this morning, just talking about Haggai, the prophet, how he had to come and speak life into Zerubbabel and speak life into the men so they can get back to the task, so they can get back to the work that God has placed in them to do. See, everybody has a job for them to do. Stop looking at your age. Stop looking at what you can't do. You don't have the resources. God has already provided the resources. He has already did the resources. He already has it for you. God has already did it. And even though you may be working even in the pandemic, and work in the pandemic, work behind closed doors, work at home, call folks on the phone. I was talking to my sister, Reverend Evangelist Angie Avenger, and she was saying how Reverend Adrian had gone out and they have their ministry called Showers of Blessings, and how they give to shelters and how they give to people sick and shut and how they give to people in need. And I know they do a lot more other things, but even in the pandemic, they still moved. Even in the pandemic, they still sent things. Hallelujah. So don't allow yourself to be stagnated because you feel like, oh my God, we're going back into a pandemic, so can I work? Yeah, you pick up the phone. You could do a lot of stuff. Have your mask on and do the work. Amen. But what I love about this story of Haggai and Zerubbabel is that even when you think God is not, if you don't hear from him, even when you think that when he's giving you a task or it seems like I'm just flooded and so overwhelmed in life, all these things is coming at me, God got you and he is with you. He is, if God is for you, who could be against you? So don't think that he's not with you if you can't feel him. Another thing, remove bitterness from your heart, because sometimes things come up against us in life and we become so bitter towards God because of what's happening all around us. But don't you know that God is for you? Don't you know that he loves you and he has your best interest at mind, and he's not going to do anything to hurt you or to harm you? Now, some things build us up, and it builds character. It builds perseverance. It builds a different person in us so God can mold and shape us. Yes. Mm-hmm. But God didn't leave you out there to dry. He had you. He got you right in the palm of his hand. So keep on and do the work. But what I love about that scripture in Haggai 2:4, he says, do the work. Be strong. I am with you. Do the work. So he was letting them know to do the work. And I know going into 2022, we're looking at what's our next. We're looking at, oh my gosh, what do I do? Stepping into our next. And stepping into our next could be scary. Stepping into our next. And that's another thing. We got to take our minds off of folk who think that's looking at us, who's laughing at us. That's all up in your mind. And if they laughing, so what? You just keep on going. You keep on moving. You keep on shaking, and you do the work. Amen. So my mama is she may not get out like she used to because she's a seasoned woman, but she's still doing the work. She's still doing the fall. She still encourages. She still do whatever work that she can do within the church. Hallelujah. So don't allow your age to play a part, and don't allow you feel like you can't move like you used to move, but you're still moving. I may not move like I used to move. I know y'all probably saying, yeah, right. I know I'm 55, but I be moving like I'm 20 years old. I be wanting to go, y'all. I let God fill me up. I let God move within me. Hallelujah. But don't stop the work. Don't stop the work of what you do. Don't stop the work of keep on moving and keep on shaking things up. Because God got you. And Ms. V here on the line, that's Pam, Reverend Pam Still's mom, and she does words of encouragement. She picks up the phone and she calls to encourage young women. Hallelujah. So if you got a phone, put it to work, and that's working. And then that's giving God the glory. That's doing kingdom work, and you encourage somebody that they can make you encourage them, that they can move you, and encourage them that things is going to work out. Amen. I'm just excited about the word in today because I love the story of Haggai, and I love it so much because God allowed this prophet to speak life into Zerubbabel. He allowed him to speak life into him to get back to rebuild the temple that was burned down in Jerusalem. And this was the temple that Solomon had built that was burned down. So God had to stir up the spirit in Zerubbabel to get back to the work and to do the work. Hallelujah. Because see, and if you could find a story in Haggai, you could also find a story in Ezra. And as they was rebuilding the temple didn't look like the old temple that Solomon had built. because the temple that Solomon built was so beautiful and so, it was designed so perfectly and on so many rhinestones and gold, and they just had everything in there. Beautiful. Now, this temple that was built, to the people who seen the last temple, they were like crying so hard, and while the others was rejoicing, and people who heard them could not even discern, was they crying or was they celebrating? Some was crying because the temple didn't look like how the temple looked back way back then in Jerusalem. It was in Jerusalem, but how when Solomon built the temple. But see, that stuff, like that, we act like that today. When God put something new before us, we can't get past the new because we're so busy looking back at the old. So we're looking back at how the old temple was and how it functioned then and how we did things back then. Well, guess what? You can't do things back then how they did back then, because that was for back then, and that was back then for a reason. Amen? You got to move and shake and go in the direction of how it's going today. Because if not, you're going to be stuck and you're going to be stagnated. Stop thinking about how we used to do, how we used to do this that way and do it that way. Well, that way, we ain't doing it that way no more. So we're going to do this way, how it's working for now, for this generation. Only way that Hope Victorious could evolve is because I had to do things in a new way. I had to do things not how I used to do it when I first started in 2014. I had to do things as the world evolved and technology and things like that. I had to evolve with it. So we said, no, I don't want to post. No, I don't want to do this, and I don't want to do that, and I'm going to send it by mail. Half the time, people are not even looking at their mail, but they're looking at the emails. Because why? Because it's on their phone. Because it's technology. So I had to go with the time if I wanted Hope Victorious to grow. So I couldn't do how I did it back then, because back then worked for them. So I had to come along in this day and time, and I had to post, learn how to work social media. Social media isn't a bad thing. It's what we do that make it bad. And everybody don't put bad content out on social media. But I had to go with the times because everybody is on Instagram. Everybody is on Facebook. Everybody is on Twitter. You got Snapchat. You got TikTok. You got all these different avenues. You got all these different platforms. And my goal is to reach as many people as I can possibly reach with God's word. So I had to evolve with Hope Victorious. I had to start posting and learn how to do it. Get those young folks to help you post and stuff like that. I had to grab my kids. Hey, show me. And once I got it, I got it. Amen? So I'm just saying, so don't stay stuck and stagnated and keep looking at how things were done back then, because that's exactly what happened when they rebuilt the temple. They just said the people who see the old temple couldn't even rejoice over what was new before them because they were stuck on how things were done, how it looked back then. Don't you know, instead of focusing on the Messiah who was going to come years later, who was going to walk into that very same temple that you built, glory be to God. See, we got our focus all on the wrong things. They should have been focused on the Messiah. We built in this temple because the Messiah years later is going to walk up into this here temple. Whoa, Jesus. Glory be to God. So what I'm saying to you is that stop being stuck on how we used to do. Well, we don't do it like that no more. This is how we do it. Amen? I ain't telling you to sell your soul. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you got to go the way of the times. Okay, a lot of people want to go paperless. They want to look on their phone and check the email. They ain't trying to check the mail that comes in every day. So you got to go with the times if you want your ministry to grow, if you want your business to grow, if you want you to grow, hallelujah, and not be stagnated. God have a plan for you on the job, in your community, in your home, in your church. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm preaching to myself because Lord knows I didn't want to all go up on social media years ago. But my son was like, Mom, you got to go up on there. Social media is not a bad thing. It's what you put out that could be bad. But you ain't putting out bad content. So you need to go on social media because that's where everybody is at. And you want to reach the masses, that's how you're going to reach them, right on social media, because ain't nobody checking for their mail. Some people still check for their mail. I know I check for mine, but everybody ain't checking for their mail like that. But they're going to find your post right on Facebook, right on Instagram, right on Twitter. Amen. So social media is a good thing when you make it out of a good thing. Hallelujah. Mm. Woo, coffee with me, y'all. I'm telling you. Mm. My coffee is so good, y'all. Y'all got to try it. Go to hopevictorious.com. Say it to you all today. Oh, my God. For those who may be just hopping on, I'm coming from Haggai chapter 2, verse 4. And he's talking to Zerubbabel, who was a governor, and he was a bad somebody. You hear me? Isn't it awesome when God can just choose you to do a work? But see, another thing, he knew how to stay into his lane because he asked him to rebuild the temple, not the wall that was burned down, too. But see, that was Nehemiah's job years later to come to rebuild the wall. Hallelujah. But he called him to rebuild the temple. And guess what he did? And he ain't there saying, God, you want me to do this next? Because that wasn't for Zerubbabel. He was to rebuild the temple. And guess what? He rebuilt that temple. Hallelujah. But look at God's grace and his mercy. That even when we get discouraged, when he give us a job, he still encourages us. Even when we fall off and say, God, I'm going to put this project down for a couple of years, and he'll start it, get right back up in you to get back to it because he loves us that much. And he cares for us that much. I'm in a season of just worshiping and praising, just loving on the Lord. Hallelujah. And looking at what's important. I'm not getting caught up in gossip, getting caught up in the naysaying, getting caught up in all this crazy stuff. All these conversations that don't even have to be. But get caught up in the Lord and what he wants you to do. Amen. Amen. I'm blessing God on today. So stepping out into your next. Don't be afraid to step out into your next. Because Lord knows when he told Zerubbabel to step out, he stepped out. And even though he had to keep on encouraging him, he still stepped out. He still stepped out even when he had to keep encouraging him. Amen. But he stepped out. He stepped out on faith, and he had to. He had to step out on faith. Amen. I'm just blessing God right now because God is so faithful. Did I, hold on, y'all, did I click somebody off on here this whole time? I didn't. I'm sorry. I thought I did. But I'm saying to you on today, it's an unmovable. Don't you know that God got you? Don't you know that he loves you? Don't you know he cares for you? Even when you feel like he dropped off, even when you feel, God didn't drop off, we dropped off from God. So you don't ever have to worry about God dropping off from you, or God rejecting you or turning his back on you like folk do. But look what God had to do. See, nobody else could come and speak to Zerubbabel but Haggai. Haggai spoke a word and stirred up the spirit in him to get back to the work, get back to what God called you to. And it's so crazy because God sent two prophets, Haggai, then he sent Zechariah. And Zechariah had to tell him, not by might, nor by power, but by God's spirit, saith the Lord. Oh, Jesus. To rebuild the temple, because that was a big task that he had to do. And God knew the right people to speak life. You ever had some folk come and speak life into you? And it was the right people at the right time. Somebody God knew you would listen to. Hallelujah. So when he sent Haggai to speak life into him. But look how many times he told him, be strong, O Zerubbabel. I am with you. He told him again in Haggai chapter 1, verse 13, I am with you. And he had to reiterate again. And what? Haggai chapter 2, verse 4, I am with you. And God's grace and mercy, he don't have to keep telling us he gives us, a job to do. But he does because he loves us that much. So don't be afraid. Don't give up on God. Don't you know God have you even through all this crazy world and what we're living in? But God have you as a shining light for a reason and to share your love, to share the gospel, to share God's truth with him, with other folk. Amen. I am just so blessed. I feel like shouting right now, y'all, because how many times God got to tell us I'm with you and I love you, but he does it because he cares for us. And I know Haggai was happy to stir that spirit up in him so he can get back, so he can rebuild the temple. But see, Zerubbabel had his mind made up, and he had his mind set on the Messiah is coming years from now. He'd be coming and he'd be walking up into this temple, the temple that God has allowed me to build with my hands, with the help of others. Hallelujah. So his focus was for those who was worrying about the temple don't look how it looked when Solomon built it. Well, that was for that time, and it was beautiful. But who said this? Now this book is not beautiful. And why are you comparing? We always compare and stuff. We compare ministries. We didn't do it like this 10 years ago. Well, it worked 10 years ago. It ain't work. It's not going to work that way right now or never. But you got to get past that and find out what works now. Oh, we used to do it in the job. We used to file a paper this way 10 years ago. Well, it don't work like that now because now you got a computerized filing system. So learn the computerized filing system and file your papers. So that's what I'm saying to you. Everything is different. It's different. So if you don't learn how to file electronically, your work is going to pile up because you're so busy talking about how y'all used to file papers 10 years ago. Well, it doesn't work that way no more. So you got to go along with the new. So step into your next and stop being afraid to step into your next and stop fussing and complaining all the time and just ask God, God, how do I do this? How do I evolve? How do I make things better? How do I give you all the glory, God? See, Zerubbabel could have said that too. Well, how did Solomon build it? God didn't ask them. God didn't tell them to build how he built. He told them to build it how I want you to build it for now. But Zerubbabel was on track. But those who lived long enough, Solomon built, they start complaining. Not even complaining, they crying. They crying about it. Isn't that something? God gives you something, and you mourning your past, but can't even step out into your future because you're so busy mourning your past. You mourning what's behind you, so you can't even go forward. You can't even see the great thing that God has put before. They couldn't even see the great temple that God has put before them. But some of them got it because everybody wasn't crying about how the temple looked years ago. They should be rejoicing how the temple looked, but this is how God wants the temple look now. So I'm going to rejoice because anything that God made is good. So I ain't going to be complaining about what was behind me. I'm going to push forth towards the mark of the high calling, what's before me, because I ain't looking back. So stop being so stuck. They couldn't even, some of them, not all of them, couldn't even rejoice over the new temple because they were so busy reflecting over the old temple. Well, God has something new for you, for them too. You're great. He said, you're greater. Your ladder should be greater. The ladder should be greater. But they couldn't rejoice over that. Some of them, not all of them, Zerubbabel and a lot of the other men got it. See, you're next. And I know it's a scary thing. That's why God told Zerubbabel twice, be strong. I am with you. Be strong. I am with you. He is with you. So step out and start. And I know we sit back, like I said before, name it, claim it, name it, claim it, name it, claim it, and you're not putting no work into it. You can name it, claim it, but you got to do it. You got to put the work in. Amen? You know you got a cut, and you say, oh, it's going to be healed, but you didn't put no type of medicine on it or anything. God did make doctors, and he did give them the wisdom. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Woo! Glory, glory, glory. But you know Jesus heals. He heals. And sometimes you ain't even got to get there to the doctor because God just healed you right on the spot. So I'm a witness of that happening too. Amen. So my broadcast is getting ready to end. So let us pray. Only got a couple of seconds, but I came from Haggai chapter 2, verse 4. Stepping into your next. God bless you. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise, Lord God. I thank you for today and I thank you for every day. Thank you for everyone that's on this call, Father God. I thank you for those, Father God, who are just loving on you on today. I thank you for those, it doesn't matter what their age are, God. They are still moving and shaking some things up, Father. I thank you for my mother. I thank you for everyone that's on this call, my sisters, my family. I thank you, God, for everyone that's on the call, for their family. I thank you for my spiritual mother, Dr. Moore. I thank you, God, for my aunt. So I thank you for everybody, God, on this call today. God, I ask that, God, if you would go before the Wilson family, and I pray for healing, God. I pray for healing for Sandy on today, God, in the name of you, God, Lord, that you would heal, God. Lord, we know you to be a healer. We know you to be a mind regular, a heart fixer, God. I thank you for healing right now, God, in the name of you, God. Touch every surgeon. Whose report will you believe? We believe the report of the Lord. We believe healing for Sandy on today, Father. Hallelujah, God. All glory be to God. God, I thank you. God, I glorify you. Go before everyone that's on this call. Touch their family. Touch their friends, dear Father God. Touch their loved ones. Hallelujah, God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. We love you. We love you, Father. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Hallelujah, God. I thank you. Glory be to God. Touch Ms. B on today, God. But for your glory, it's in Jesus' name we pray. And touch Queen Gardner on today, Father. Hallelujah, God. Glory be to God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you. And know that he is a healer. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless the name of the Lord. I bless his name. Oh, yes, I do bless his name. Hallelujah, God. Making sure I ain't had no messages on here. So go in peace. Know that God is on your side and know that he loves you. Oh, and how about this Sunday, you guys, at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I'm so honored. Sister Gertrude T. asked me if I would come from the Church of the Redeemer, their comfort ministry. I'm sorry, their comfort. I want to get this right. Yes, Lord. Their comfort and care ministry. I'll be sharing views on my book, Shattered But Not Broken. You can go to my Hope Victoria's page, and you can also see the flyer with the Zoom. It's going to be a Zoom. You can come on Zoom, or you can even dial in. And I will be a part sharing my book for their series that they are doing, this series, Writing Through the Storm series. Amen. Through the Writing Through the Storm series. They asked me to come and share some views of my book, Shattered But Not Broken. So I am so excited to be a part of that. This is Sister Terry Seward from my church, St. Paul Chapel, her mother who goes to Church of the Redeemer. And I am just blessing God to be a part on this Sunday at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And the flyer will be posted on my Hope Victoria's page, and I'll be a part of their comfort and care ministry. Amen. And I'll be sharing views on my book, Shattered But Not Broken, for their Writing Through the Storm series. So, all hearts and minds are clear. So, I'm going to jump off here right now. God bless you all. I'm glad that you all hung in there with me on today. Let me tell you, I've just been so pumped up and hyped about the Lord. Let me see if I, yes. Hey, Evangelist Catherine Reynolds. Hey, Mom, Liddy Martin. Amen. Hey, Evangelist Pickett Williams. Let me see who else is on here. Hi, Jean Hunter. How are you? Brenda Powell, how are you? Amen. And Sandy, I seen Ms. V on there earlier. Just making sure I got everybody. Yeah. I see another name on here. Oh, who is this? Is that my cousin Tracy Caldwell? Yes. Hallelujah. And let me see. I don't want to get anybody on here. Yeah. Okay, guys. I'm getting ready to clock off of here. I think, hi, Earth Star. How are you? My Aunt Star is on here. Nate Bate is calling me. Okay. So, man. All right. Didn't want to forget anybody I seen on there. I seen Gene Hunter, Mom. My mom, like, you see Gene Hunter? I see Gene Hunter. Amen, you guys. So I'm getting ready to hop off of here now. I love you all and have a wonderful, wonderful day. God bless you all. And I see you again next Tuesday at 7 a.m., well, my time. And Eastern Standard Time is 10 o'clock a.m. for you guys. So I'm drinking my coffee with me, y'all. Y'all got to go check my coffee out, my whole website on hopevictorias.com. Amen. Hopevictorias.com. Love you. Bye.